Hello, I'm Terry Davidson, co-host of the Lobes and Ropes podcast with Professor Susan Carl. Before we begin our next episode, I must share with you some very sad news. Dr. Jay Shulkin, who was our guest on episode one of the second season of our podcast, passed away recently after a short illness. Jay will long be remembered as an outstanding researcher, scholar, colleague, and friend. Jay's research productivity and the breadth and depth of his scientific and scholarly interests is truly amazing. Merging his love for both neuroscience and philosophy, Jay authored 37 books and hundreds of peer-reviewed papers that were published in prominent professional journals. Jay's work eloquently demonstrated mastery of a remarkable array of topics, spanning the neural and hormonal regulation of human behavior and mental processes, evolution, medicine and health, law, the philosophy of the mind, and epistemology, among others. Acknowledging the diversity and complexity of Jay's scholarship, a colleague aptly described Jay's contributions as being as broad as the Pacific and as deep as the Marianas Trench. The ideas and perspectives that are expressed in his works make it clear how deeply engaged Jay was in trying to understand and improve the human condition. My personal relationship with Jay began in 1983 when he was a graduate student at the University of Pennsylvania. I was a research fellow at Penn's Institute of Neurological Sciences. I maintained contact with Jay throughout the ensuing years, with my opportunities to see and interact with him increasing beginning in 2012, when we both lived in Washington, D.C. I can confirm that throughout his exceptionally successful career, Jay was a rigorous scientist and thinker with keen intellect that drove a piercing curiosity about many aspects of human nature. Jay was also a very good man. He was an outgoing, caring, and thoughtful person who consistently positive attitude and generosity of spirit made it a pleasure to be around him, both professionally and personally. Jay Shulkin will be missed by his many colleagues and friends, and by all of us who value science and scholarship.